Christ's spiritual brother. Never before, or likely after, would they have a chance to spend so much time in each other's company, reveling in the joy of their friendship. The heavy footsteps of mortality were never far from our conversations. Our trip itinerary had to be reworked twice so that the Archbishop could attend funerals for his peers. As health and global politics have conspired to keep them apart, we recognize that this might be their last time together. For a week we sat in a pool of soft light, arranged carefully to avoid hurting the Dalai Lama's sensitive eyes, as 5 video cameras filmed around us. During our quest to understand joy, we explored many of the most profound subjects in life. We were in search of true joy that was not dependent on the vicissitudes of circumstance. We knew that we would need to tackle the obstacles that can so often make joy elusive. During the dialogues, they outlined 8 pillars of joy, 4 pillars of the mind, and 4 pillars of the heart. These 2 great leaders agreed on the most important principles and offered illuminating differences. As we attempted to gather insights that might help listeners to find lasting happiness in an ever-changing and often aching world, we had an opportunity each day to sip warm Darjeeling tea and to break bread, Tibetan flatbread. All who were working on filming the interviews were invited to join these daily teas and lunches.